A clear rectangular extends into a sphere. Be Real Films. Mostra Internazionale de Arte Cinematografica, La Biennale de Venezia 2020 Official Selection. Official Selection Toronto International Film Festival 2020. Hulu presents a Hulu Original, a BRF production, in association with WDR-SBT BBC Storyline. Words appear, Atlantic Ocean, August 2019. A teenage girl with light hair, Greta Thunberg, sits on the edge of a sailboat as it rises and falls in turbulent water.
I think that actually everything I've experienced over these last few months is like being in a dream. Or in a movie, but a very bad movie, because that movie would be very unrealistic.
News footage of fires, storms, and other natural disasters.
It's fashionable these days to blame everything on global warming, particularly on man-made global warming, but I'm afraid the evidence doesn't point in that direction.
A little bit of warming would not be a bad thing for myself, being a Canadian, and the people in Russia wouldn't mind a little couple of degrees warmer either.
All of this with the global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay? It's a hoax.
The whole climate crisis, as they call it, is not only fake news, it's fake science. There is no climate crisis. There is nothing to be afraid of.
How much warming will you get if you, let us say, double the CO2 in the air? The answer is, you don't get very much.
The problem is not global warming. The problem is that we keep hearing one-sided arguments.
Carbon dioxide is actually a benefit to the environment, to agriculture and forestry, and to the climate of the Earth.
There are some people who are so arrogant to think that they are so powerful they can change climate. Man can't change climate.
Wearing a pink jacket and a purple backpack, Greta carries a homemade sign past large stone columns. Stockholm, Sweden, August 2018. She sets it against the wall. It reads, "School Strike for the Climate." Greta places a set of papers under a rock, then sits against the wall with her sign. Adults pass quickly by, sometimes glancing her way, but largely ignoring her.
Adults always say one thing and then do something completely different. They say that we only have one planet and we should take care of it. And yet, no one gives a damn about the climate crisis. My name is Greta Thunberg, and I'm 15 years old. And I school strike for the climate in front of the parliament until the election day.
A white-haired woman stands in front of Greta, looking down at her.
Why are you on strike? You have to go to school. Why would I need an education if there is no future? If you get an education, you can affect the future. That's what you're supposed to do, you children and young people. For us old people, it's too late. It's not too late. I agree with you that we're not doing enough. I don't think a strike is the right thing.
Okay.
But you think it is. I don't. For how long are you on strike?
Until the election.
Meh.
The white-haired woman waves Greta off and continues on, holding one of Greta's papers. Greta leans on her hand. A woman eyes her. Greta watches the passing adults with a furrowed brow.
Many have heard about climate change and know vaguely what it means, with rising sea levels, increased average temperatures, and so on. But no one seems to fully understand the consequences. That we're right now living as if we had several Earths.
A woman pushes a stroller by, and a man passes with a toddler.
Sometimes it feels like we who have Asperger's or autism are the only ones who see through the noise.
The toddler stops and waves at her, and Greta waves back. A title appears, I am Greta. The toddler walks away. Wind blows strands of Greta's hair as she reads a book.
Hey. Hi, may I sit with you?
Yeah.
A young woman sits beside Greta.
I just wanted to say that what you're doing is so cool.
Thank you.
Do many people stop? So far, today it's been 3.
How long have you been sitting here?
Since about 8, I think.
More people gather.
I have written the fact sheet.
There are sources. Maybe read the back too? Yes.
A young woman flips a paper over.
Read the paper. Schools are in session this week, but not everyone has chosen to go back to school.
School strike for the climate says a sign that they have brought.
Why did you decide to sit outside Parliament? To make this election about climate. The climate is the defining issue of our time. What we do now, future generations cannot change. We're about to reach a tipping point where we can't go back.
I am protesting about the climate crisis because it's such an important issue. What we are doing now, future generations can't change. And no one is doing anything, nothing is happening, so I must do what I can.
A long-haired man, Svante, father.
What did you think when you first heard her talking about the idea to start a protest?
Yeah, I told her that if she would do that, I would not support it. So she made a very long list of facts that she's been handing out to people, and she knows the climate issue, I would say, better than 97% of all the politicians, probably in the world. She has almost a photographic memory when it comes to things she's interested in, so she can read books and almost remember everything that's in there.
Did you expect something like that?
I didn't expect anything. I just wanted her to be happy. And I'm very sure she didn't expect anything either. I mean, she felt she had to do something, and she had to do it completely on her own.
Wind pulls at the pages of a book in Greta's hands. She sits alone by her sign, glancing back and forth between the pages and the people passing in the street. Svante kneels beside her.
Okay. Are you tired?
She shakes her head.
Is it difficult to be here? Well, I can tell. Do you want to sit in the shade? Put your hat on, Greta. I can tell you're not feeling good, okay? What's the matter?
Greta keeps her eyes lowered.
Greta, what's wrong? Greta, come here.
Svante walks her away.
What's the matter? Well?
In a bedroom filled with stuffed animals, Greta runs a brush through her dog's shiny black coat.
I don't like making small talk with people or socializing.
She lies with the dog and wraps an arm around it.
Sometimes I go quiet and can stay so for hours because I simply can't talk.
Greta rubs the dog's fur.
I like to have routines and I notice details. And once I really get interested in something, I can get laser focused on it and keep doing it for hours without getting bored.
Phone footage.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, sodium, magnesium, aluminum, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese.
Riding in a car, Greta passes a horse in a field.
We saw a film in school. There were starving polar bears, floodings, hurricanes and droughts.
Greta presses her head to the horse.
And the scientists said that we didn't have much time left to change our behavior.
she gazes into the brown horse's shiny black eye.
That was when I started getting depressed and got anxiety and stopped eating and stopped talking.
Greta strokes the horse's nose.
I was sick. I almost starved to death.
The horse lays its head on her shoulder as she strokes its side.
It took many years. But slowly, I started to feel better.
Greta rides a horse along a dirt path.
I felt that, why should I give up when there were so many different things you could do to make a difference?
A second girl on a horse follows closely behind her. Greta sits with her mother and father at a television.
Election day is here. What do the polls say and what can we expect?
It will be a tense night. It's so close that it will take late into the night. Arnold Schwarzenegger shared Greta's film on the BBC.
Greta's film on BBC. I love seeing someone who doesn't just complain, but gets out and does something about it. You inspire me.
And then he says,
I like someone who does the action, not the talk.
I was in a gym in Vienna once. There was this huge picture of Arnold on the wall, about 10 meters wide. He was laying down, wearing a thong. It was like a swimsuit. And there I was, lifting.
Greta scrolls on a cell phone.
He has over 4 million followers.
4.5, right?
Okay, all right. Count me in. And then, hasta la vista. Ding, 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 ding.
And the Green Party is losing votes. Green Party 3.4%. It seems likely that it will head to the right based on this. But the environment clearly wasn't high on the list of important election issues. It's a catastrophe for the climate as I see it. Something is wrong with how we voters see the climate crisis.
Right. Cecilia, I believe you have your final guests.
Greta sits in a room at a desk with a globe. She writes in her notebook.
What I am about to say now, I will say in English. I want all of you to get your phones out, record it, and then share it.
Greta walks toward Parliament in the snow.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am 15 years old. And we have school strike for the climate for 3 weeks.
Students make posters.
But we will go on with the school strike. Every Friday, as from now, we will sit outside the Swedish Parliament until Sweden is in line with the Paris Agreement. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is needed. Please join in.
Protesters gather.
Greta Thunberg, the 15-year-old with pigtails, has continued her fight with the hashtag Fridays for Future. I've met politicians who do not even know what the albedo effect is or the Keeling curve. It's frightening that politicians, or journalists for that matter, don't have a single clue about this defining issue.
Greta watches people in black suits and coats carry briefcases as they exit a black sedan and walk toward Parliament. Snow lightly falls. Greta rides in a car.
Who is calling now?
Who do we know in Germany?
I'll answer. Hello, this is Svante. Hello, I am Niklas Svenningsen from the UN Climate Secretariat in Bonn, Germany. Hello, we're in the car. Greta is here and can hear you. Okay, great. We're having the climate conference COP24 in Katowice, Poland. We need a person who could speak for, to deliver a message from today's younger generations. Right. More than 30,000 people will be attending. A bunch of more or less interesting people. I'm sure we can work something out. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye. The UN is the UN, after all. Damn. It's super expensive to stay there.
And I'll miss school.
Yeah.
Greta sits in class.
When we talk about climate change, we know if you think about the subtropics, that's where many people travel to for vacation for the sun. Is there anything else that springs to mind about a subtropical?
Greta looks down, leaning against her clasped hands.
Once the climate crisis has gotten your attention, you can't look away. Once you fully understand the magnitude of the problem, then you can't erase it.
In a cafeteria, Greta stands in a line around a table of food. She spoons food onto her plate. She sits at the end of a long table, not making eye contact with the girl across from her as she chews her food. Greta walks with Svante through a parking lot.
How was lunch?
I don't know.
What was it?
Shredded carrots, cucumber, and tomato.
So you're tired. No food at all?
No.
Grainy footage dated 2006 shows Greta sitting in the sand as a toddler. She swings her arms.
I started turning off lights and pulling out cords at home. My parents got very surprised and they wondered why I did like that. Then I explained to save energy.
Can you see me?
Daddy. Mommy?
See mommy?
Can you see me, Greta?
Where's the camera?
What store have we been in?
You say it.
We've been at the Disney store on Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Greta holds plush animals.
My family lived a very high-consuming lifestyle. We bought lots of things. We ate meat.
This looks delicious.
We drove a petrol car. We flew all over the world.
In an airplane, Greta's mother holds her as a baby. At a door, Svante holds up two fingers.
Mom and Dad were just like everyone else. They didn't understand how bad things were.
A Christmas tree.
Let's decorate the tree.
They said that everything will be fine. There are lots of things being done. You don't need to worry.
She sits at a table beside a white-haired man.
But that was exactly what made me so afraid. That people seemed to think that we were making progress.
Greta holds her sign, standing with a reporter.
Can you tell what you're doing in Poland?
Hold some speeches, meet some people.
What do you hope will happen at that meeting?
Everyone I talk to says this is our last chance. If nothing happens there, it will be too late. So let's hope something happens.
Greta walks along cars to Svante.
I can't back up all the way. Come on now.
What's the matter?
Come on.
What is it?
Nothing, just a whole lot of stress.
They drive.
Think about what to buy in Malmo, because we have 25 cans of organic baked beans.
Yay!
And 5 packages of bean pasta. We can live off pasta and beans. And, no, damn it, damn!
What?
Shit!
Malena, mother.
Hello?
Everything okay?
It's great. Quick question, the waffle iron, did you pack it?
Yeah.
In the black bag?
In the black bag, yes.
In the bowl we use for waffles?
It's in there with utensils.
Fantastic. We forgot the margarine, but we can buy that in Malmo.
Yes, you can buy that anywhere. Good. But you're both alive?
Yes, it's great.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we do have everything.
They park in front of a charge station. Svante looks through the trunk.
Here's your sleeping t-shirt and loads of... Damn.
We're in no hurry. The car is charging.
What's in here?
There's some there.
And more pasta. Is the one in the back half empty?
Yes. I'll move it forward.
Greta takes a can from inside a packed microwave in the trunk. She slips it into a backpack and shuts the microwave. On a ship, Greta and Svante stand at a railing overlooking the ocean. Greta holds her arms out against the wind.
Damn, it's windy. No, no.
The wind blows Greta's hat away and Svante stumbles after it.
For many years, people, especially children, were very unkind or mean to me.
Svante extends his arm. Greta holds her hat tightly to her head.
I didn't get invited to parties or celebrations. I was always left out.
Holding both arms out, Greta braces herself against the wind, then walks towards Svante.
So I spent most of my time being with my family and my dogs.
Greta plays the piano. When she notices she's being recorded, she covers her face. In a car, she smiles broadly. In subtitles, word playing in Swedish. Greta drizzles sauce over a container of pasta in the car. A plane flies in the sky beyond the road. Greta looks out as they drive past a factory spewing smoke.
Time is against us as UN climate talks begin in Poland and is being attended by around 40 heads of state and government.
The ambition for the coming days is to try to put flesh on the bones of the Paris Agreement. That was the deal agreed 3 years ago, which countries said they would cut their greenhouse gases.
Basically, the time is very, very short to make major changes. Emissions have to essentially halve over the next 12 years. Otherwise, the impacts could be catastrophic for the entire world.
At night, Greta sleeps in the car. Svante looks through the trunk as Greta puts on her backpack. Svante drags luggage through a hotel hallway.
Greta?
Beneath a gray sky, blue and green lights shine around a circular building. Words appear. Katowice, Poland. UN Climate Change Conference. Greta and Svante walk through a crowded room.
The only vegan option was rice or bulgur. I can't believe they serve meat and dairy at an event like this.
Yes, let's eat. Come on, Greta.
Everyone's taking. There were no hamburgers left.
They sit at a table in a large eating area. Stadium seats surround them. They sit in a room with a man in a suit. Niklas Svenningsen, UNFCCC.
I've worked for the UN 22 years, and getting to see the Secretary General is very hard. He's being pulled in so many directions. So you need to be really lucky. Unless you've caused a global crisis, you won't meet him. Or if you are, if you have some luck.
In a hotel room, Greta works on a laptop.
The responsibility is yours, but since all of our leaders are behaving like children, the children will have to take responsibility. It's like we will take responsibility for their actions
or something like that.
They have ignored us in the past and they will ignore us this time.
Harsh.
But it's true.
Go for it. Mass extinction could be cut.
No.
I think it's all...
Mass extinction is super important.
You just need to
Be quiet.
Okay, I'll go to the bathroom. You do it yourself.
Greta leans on her hand and continues typing. Svante holds up a dress.
That one's nice.
It's a dress.
But it's nice, isn't it? Nice and soft. Just something to signal that it's not a regular day.
This one, maybe.
Yeah, take that one. It looks good. It's great.
I want one of these.
She holds up a pink shirt.
Take that one.
She rubs her eye. Wearing the pink shirt and pink pants, Greta takes tiny steps around the hotel room.
Greta, all that's left is to fill your water.
Should I try the other shirt?
No, wear that. Greta, come on now. Just go. Never mind the clothes. They don't matter. Well?
At a rectangular conference table with microphones, a placard with Greta's name sits beside one that reads, Secretary General. Greta walks through a hallway. A white-haired man in a suit leads a group through the building. Words appear. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General, UN. A reporter approaches him with a microphone.
Just one question.
This meeting cannot fail.
Thank you, sir.
Greta stands with Svante.
Just take it easy now, Greta. Calm breaths, as always.
Should I take my stuff with me?
Rather that it's too long than...
Hush.
Greta, are you nervous?
Don't be.
No.
Greta, before we start the station, let's take our seat.
Nice to meet you. Lovely.
There is an... Adriana, join us.
Thank you, Lenny.
John.
The photo bombing is 15 years old.
Greta poses for a picture.
She has to be ready. Okay, please.
Hi, Sasan. How are you?
I have to remind all of us that you have very little time. Please, Greta, you have the floor.
For 25 years, countless of people have stood in front of the United Nations climate conferences, asking our nation's leaders to stop the emissions. But clearly, this has not worked since the emissions just continue to rise. So I will not ask them anything. Instead, I will ask the people around the world to realize that our political leaders have failed us. Because we are facing an existential threat, and there is no time to continue down this road of madness. We have come here to let them know that change is coming, whether they like it or not. The people will rise to the challenge. And since our leaders are behaving like children, we will have to take the responsibility they should have taken long ago. Thank you.
Greta poses for photos with the UN representatives.
Maybe thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
She paces, reading over a sheet of paper.
I would like to give the floor to Miss Greta Thunberg. Ms. Thunberg, you have the floor.
Greta stands at a podium.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Thank you.
In a waiting room.
It's after.
Are you tired now?
Well, there's still some adrenaline.
Yeah, I know.
Svante walks with her.
It's the dogs. It's always Moses and Roxy that we miss.
Greta stands with a reporter.
You're very young and you're 15 years old. Is climate change an issue that even children like yourself should be concerned about? How can you spread awareness among children?
Yes, of course. Climate change affects mostly children.
No, it's Deutsche Welle and Reuters. The Deutsche Welle, wait, and sorry.
I have stopped flying, stopped eating meat and dairy, stopped buying new things. Just
small
changes.
I can tell she's feeling good. She's laughing, which is amazing. You can't know ahead of time. I didn't know how she'd react. She's had, it's called selective mutism. She became very ill and depressed and stayed home from school for a year. She didn't speak to anyone but me, my wife, and her little sister for maybe 3 years.
May I get a selfie? I have a 16-year-old daughter in America. She's actually in Canada now. We live in Canada. And anyway, she's quite the activist, too. Anyway, proud of her.
Svante and Greta walk away.
It's like a movie.
I know.
Suddenly lots of paparazzi.
It's crazy.
And it'll be over soon. It's a fleeting thing.
Right. Soon it'll be Monday, and no one recognizes you anymore.
Yeah.
Which is the good part. No one will know who you are.
That's nice.
They video chat on a laptop.
Hello.
There's Ekman. And there's Moses.
Oh, no.
And they're running for the front door. Moses, Moses. Tell him again, Greta.
Roxy. Hello, celebrities.
So, did you see the speech?
Sorry?
Did you see Greta's speech?
Yes.
It's cool, right?
I cried. You know I get so emotional.
What are you doing?
It's stuck.
Stuck.
It's a funny image.
Malena, you're stuck.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Nope, I'm hanging up.
Malena's face is frozen on the screen.
15-year-old environmental activist from Sweden is scolding world leaders on what she says is their failure to address climate change.
So her name is Greta Thunberg. She comes up on stage, not particularly dressed in any special way, and she speaks, and her words are devastating.
I can't just sit there and watch her do all this for the environment and do nothing.
We stand with you, and on Friday, I will stand next to you. Stay strong.
Children write climate action on a sign. Students march.
We are the children here speaking up, and our future is being destroyed by the minute.
Thousands of people in Brisbane and thousands more across the country have taken to the streets with passion and posters.
They say they're taking back the streets to send a message that the climate crisis is real. They will not rest until bold action is taken to address it.
This is for Greta, who started Fridays for Future.
This is all for her, you know, for the movement, for the climate. She started this and I just wanted to help her a little bit.
A marching student holds a sign, make the world Greta again.
This is a real movement that's growing, and it's growing every week, and these students are backing down. They plan to keep striking until they get her.
My lords, I do not accept that taking time off school in middle of term is useful for children.
Kids should go to school, and less activism in schools.
If it were about science, it would be led by scientists rather than by politicians and a mentally ill Swedish child who is being exploited by her parents and by the international world.
If you listen to the speeches that our politicians give us, it seems like they've never even heard of a climate crisis because they're not treating it like a crisis.
Greta and Svante watch the footage on her phone.
It just never ends.
Damn.
They're climbing over the fence. 30,000 in Brussels.
Yeah, it's massive.
50,000 in all of Belgium.
Paris.
Valencia.
Valencia.
Lille, Lyon, Nantes, Marseille.
Lille. Damn.
Lyon, Nantes, Marseille.
Amazing.
Greta video chats with young women.
Hi! It's so nice to meet you, Greta.
You too.
Yeah. So we've done some strikes here in Belgium.
Yeah, I
with
know.
You as our big inspiration, and we hit 35,000 last week.
Yeah. I know, that's amazing. I saw pictures and it was just crowds full of people, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And everybody has plates that says Greta for president, and everybody's shouting your name. You're a real hero here. So for us, it would be really, really nice to get to know you.
Yeah, you too.
A train speeds alongside electrical cables and houses. Inside, Greta writes in a notebook.
It feels almost indescribable that something is finally happening. That there are many who care about the same things as I do.
Hamburg, and the same day, 2201, 10, 21, 22, damn.
Greta glances out the window and bounces her hand in the air.
It feels like I'll just wake up one day and find out that this wasn't for real.
Greta video chats with Milena.
Did you remember to feed the dogs? What did you say? Did you go out with them? Yes, three times. Here's the dogs.
Greta lies in a raised bed.
I'll put your sheet on. It doesn't seem to have been done.
You don't need to.
What?
I don't need a sheet.
Of course you need a sheet.
I can sleep without a sheet.
Sure, it's physically possible, but it's more comfortable if you...
Greta dances in the train aisle, thrusting her arms back and forth and bouncing on her feet, wearing zebra print socks. She looks up to the ceiling, sliding her body from side to side. She looks down the aisle of the train and steps into her cabin. In bed, she pulls the covers over herself. Greta walks past reporters with a man in glasses.
Do you want some tea? Some...
No, I have water.
Greta shakes hands with the other young activists.
Hi, I'm Kira.
Yeah. I'm Adelaide. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
I'm Amina.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. Like, honestly, we would have never started this if you wouldn't have. Yeah. And I would have never had the courage you showed.
It's not that I should take the focus, because that's what's so good about this movement, that everyone is equally...
No, it's right. But everybody's doing great jobs locally in every country. But you're like that girl that started it all, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think we needed this kind of story that you told, like a story of that everyone can make a difference and that we as like young people can change something. And we needed the story to tell to other people, and they saw it. So it's, yeah, it's really nice.
Together we can make a difference. There has now been strikes on every continent except Antarctica. But I think that is amazing that it's not just in Western Europe. It's everywhere.
Activists march.
Greta
marches among the other activist leaders, holding her original sign.
Impressed by the political oomph that this movement seems to have got. Climate change has never been on the headlines like this for as long as I can remember.
It's really, if you understand that this needs to be tackled now, it is the most pressing fiscal issue of our time.
Society is like an amoeba. It moves from the margins, not from the centre. If the young people can sustain this, this actually could change the world.
As a vast crowd of students pump their fists and hop back and forth together, Greta steps onto a raised platform with a microphone, standing with the other activist leaders.
This is incredible. For way too long, the people in power have gotten away with not caring about the climate crisis. But we will make sure they will not do that anymore. We will be a pain in the ass. We will keep on striking until they do something.
Greta approaches a vast building with white, red, and blue flags adorning the entryway. Words appear. Paris, France, Élysée Palace. She stands inside with a white-haired man in a suit.
Do you have already met other presidents or
other
prime ministers?
No, actually,
no. Not in Sweden?
No.
It's the first time?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Emmanuel Macron, president of France, enters.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you for inviting me.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you here. What I want to discuss with you is how you see the situation and on which topic you want us to focus. And where are your main concerns and expectations?
I think that we are in a time now where more and more people are becoming aware of what is going on. And I think we have reached a tipping point that people will demand things and will realize where we are at. And I think that you have a great opportunity to take that chance and to act and to become a figure of this. And also I think it's very important that we, in the rich countries, we need to lead and to act more, obviously, because the people in poorer countries need to have a chance to heighten their standard of living. So you are in a rush, so you should probably get going.
But thank you very much. Thank you. How do you manage everything for school and so on?
My school is actually very helpful. They support me and I do homework at home and I catch up with school. I work hard. So.
Wow. And you travel a lot?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
By train?
Yeah.
Oh. And you read a lot on climate?
Yeah, I do, yeah, a lot. I'm a nerd.
Greta steps to a podium with the other activist leaders in front of a large crowd. Brussels, Belgium, European Economic and Social Committee. A white-haired man in glasses sits behind her, Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm a climate activist from Sweden. People always tell us that they are so hopeful. They are hopeful that the young people are going to save the world. But we are not. There is simply not enough time to wait for us to grow up and become the ones in charge. Because by the year 2020, we need to have bended the emissions curve steep downwards. That is next year. We have started to clean up your mess. And we will not stop until we are done. Thank you.
Photographers and reporters closely follow Greta as she sits in a seat and puts on a pair of headphones.
And now I have the pleasure and the privilege of giving the floor to Jean-Claude Juncker.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, participants, dear Greta.
Es ist heute so, dass ich dabei mich von dem
on what's happening here today. I change things while trying to regulate smaller things. Now, in terms of flushes, they said that we need to harmonize all flushes across all toilets in Europe. Well, it could be useful because we would save a very large amount of energy. But
Greta takes off her headphones. Anuna takes off her own headphones and makes eye contact with her.
I honestly don't understand why I even get invited. It feels like all they want is to be spotlighted, to make it look like they care, as if they were doing something. They know what to say, they know what sells, but in fact, they're doing basically nothing.
Greta looks around at the crowd.
if the solution to the climate crisis was about changing tea bags for loose leaf tea and eating vegetarian once a week, then it wouldn't be a crisis. Then we wouldn't even have a problem.
Greta leaves the chamber.
I mean, have you heard any politicians seem to understand the urgency? Today, President Juncker's speech did not seem to respond to exactly to what, you know, you laid out even science facts, and he didn't even respond to those things.
No, I mean, most people like that that I talk to don't really respond. They don't come with any concrete promises, but they only say that we are trying, but that's not enough.
At the train station, Greta hunches forward. The second hand of a large clock ticks forward. A train approaches. It speeds past her, sending a gust of wind that blows across her hood and hair.
If we don't act now, the world will get so hot, millions of people will lose their homes, and more than 10% of the world's insects, plants, and animals will die.
Japan is experiencing a record-breaking heat wave, which officials say contributed to the death of 65 people last week.
The impact on sensitive ecosystems and the Arctic will shift from high to very high risk.
63 fires are burning in 14 states, and with dangerous heat coming, the situation will only get worse.
Now is the time to stop this. We don't have another decade to wait.
A train passes with dozens of cars loaded onto it. Savante scrubs a food container in a bathroom. Greta braids her hair. Greta places pasta into the food container.
Is this the right amount? Do you have the salt? Do you have the salt?
Mm-hmm. Greta loads her backpack, and Savante leans against a wall, rubbing his eyes. Greta looks out the window of a moving bus. Anuna sits in the seat behind her, wearing earbuds. They approach a crowded pavilion with dozens of flags and disembark.
I have just one question for you. How does it feel?
I don't know. It's very overwhelming.
Yeah, because they're here for you. It's all because you started it.
No, they're here for themselves and for everyone.
Anuna leads Greta through a dense crowd as volunteers in reflective vests hold people back. Greta waves.
Please be respectful.
Throngs of people surround her, and reporters hold cameras over their heads.
I think I love you too much.
People close in on all sides as Greta steadily moves forward, holding her sign. Volunteers nudge a young woman back from her. Police officers clear the way for Anuna and Greta. Inside a roped-off area, Greta drinks from a canteen. She sits beside Adelaide and Anuna, shielding her eyes from the sunlight. Adelaide leans toward her.
Are you not hungry?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
You want to go elsewhere?
No, I don't want to sit here and not eat.
Okay. She stands with Savante.
But you have to eat something.
No.
They can wait for you. Eat some bananas.
No.
You know you have to eat, Greta. Come on, I'm putting my foot down. You'll have to wait for us. We're going to eat. It's that simple.
No, I won't do it.
They stand inside.
Please just eat something.
But they're waiting for me.
I don't give a shit if they're waiting. We can catch up with them later, okay? You have to have some food. It's that simple. We're at that point again, remember? Where you have to decide what to do. I know it sucks.
Everyone is tired of me now.
No, they're not. Stop it. Greta, you're eating. Ask them to go ahead and we'll follow later, okay? You simply need to eat.
What time is it?
No idea, and I don't care.
Check the time.
It's 12 something. 12:44.
Sitting on a bench, Greta eats a banana, carefully stripping away the small peelings from the banana as she goes. Sitting on a bed, Greta holds a laptop.
Gas station
has a dash, right?
I think so. Doesn't matter, since you're just reading.
It still has to be right.
Greta?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to change that. It's already done.
No, that's not the way it should be done.
You've already done it, please.
No.
Just drop it.
No, there could be a grammar error.
But does that matter?
This one's right, but what about these?
No, but you know what? We can check it on the way.
No.
We can check it with someone else. We're already late.
Different sites have different translations.
Don't get stuck in those details. It doesn't matter at all.
Yes, it does.
Leaning on the bed frame, Svante watches her type.
It doesn't matter.
Stop it.
Please. What does it matter? You don't need to say a word in French. Just drop it, okay? Just...
Greta sets the laptop aside and buries her face in a pillow, turned away from him. Svante steps beside the bed, putting his hands on his hips.
Okay. I'll wait downstairs.
No.
I'll wait downstairs.
No.
Svante sits on the stairs, staring out at a blue wall. Greta lies curled up in bed, staring blankly toward the center of the room. She reaches for a water canteen on the bedside table, sits up, and uncaps it. She drinks. Greta returns it to the bedside table, then carefully smooths out a fringed piece of cloth beneath it. She retrieves her laptop and stares intently at the screen. Greta touches her thumb to her mouth and begins typing.
In French.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 and I come from Stockholm.
Greta rides a train.
Every day. There are no politics to change that. There are no rules to keep that oil in the ground.
But if being carbon neutral does not include transportations, shopping, food, aviation, and shipping, then it doesn't really mean that much.
She addresses crowds in Brussels and Copenhagen.
Some would say we are wasting less time. We say we are changing the world, so that when we are older, we will be able to look back and say that we did everything we could, and we will continue to do so. We will continue to fight for our future and for the living planet.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We need to start treating the crisis as a crisis, and we also need to communicate in a way that we connect all these environmental disasters, like everything from acidification of the oceans, deforestation, the fact that we are in the sixth mass extinction right now, and we need to make sure that people can connect these dots.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Connecting the dots, it's a very good point.
John Berkow.
Hi, Chris. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, you too.
Look, I wish you well.
You too.
And continue to campaign. You just do what you believe is right.
A woman takes a selfie with her.
There you go. 1, 2, 3.
Greta stares out a train window at snowy hills.
Everyone says, it's so lovely that you're here, and we promise to improve. But they never do.
Greta joins a man in a suit in an ornate room.
When I'm in these fancy environments, all these palaces or castles or whatever it is, I feel very uncomfortable. It feels like everyone is in this role-playing game and just pretending. It feels kind of fake.
A man gestures to photographers to take photos. An airplane soars through the sky.
Sometimes it feels like it doesn't even matter how many of us go on strike. What matters is that the emissions have to be reduced, and it has to start now.
Greta holds her braid on a train.
The Pope wants to meet you. They said the entire Catholic world stands behind Greta.
Rome, Italy, Vatican City. Pope Francis stands with Greta and Svante, separated by a partition.
Esta es Greta, la Greta famosa.
They shake hands.
Go on, go on.
The crowd chants, "Go Greta, save the planet." Svante grins in a photo with the Pope while Greta laughs.
I look so weird in that photo.
No, it's...
Look at all of it.
I'm going to pee myself. You should put it as your profile picture on Facebook.
Good Lord.
Oops.
Greta reads the phone.
She's a bamboozled 16-year-old with Asperger's. A person with Asperger's will usually focus on one subject. Greta is interested in the climate and has been fooled by society's lies. But the media's Asperger's darling can't give one example of what should be done. It's odd to call her a climate hero when she can't give examples of what to do and says, "There's so much that needs to be done," as a diversion. Phony. Mom writes the script. Crying works. But whatever. Greta solves this by being hungry for PR. No one cares about her.
Sitting beside her, Svante looks down. Greta's expression grows more serious.
Mr. President, what do you think of Greta Thunberg?
I may disappoint you, but I don't share the enthusiasm in regards to Greta's address.
Vladimir Putin.
Nobody has explained to Greta that the modern world is complex, different, and is developing quickly. People in Africa or Asian countries want to live at the same level of wealth as Sweden.
Let's be honest, a lot of people find her very annoying, and they find her very hyperbolic and very hysterical and very over-emotional.
Greta, you know Greta?
Trump followers sit behind him. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stands at a podium.
Greta has said that indigenous people are dying because they defend the Amazon. It's a catastrophe that this brat is given time in the media. This brat.
She's not a messiah. She's just a depressed, an extremely anxious girl, and a very unhappy one.
Greta listens on her phone.
Asperger's is very rarely an advantage in this case. It's actually a weakness.
She's a kid. She talks nonsense, and she tells the climate alarmists exactly what they want to hear. You're selfish, badly educated, virtue-signaling little turds. Wake up, grow up, and shut up until you're sure.
Center of the floor in an empty library. She spins her arms, dancing and twirling. She makes large, sweeping motions and hops from foot to foot. Svante greets a man and woman in a white room. Stockholm, Sweden, emergency care education.
Hey.
He sits.
We see that this problem will just keep growing, sadly. Hopefully it doesn't. But realistically, it will. Okay, let's start with a lethal situation. What does that mean?
A bearded man in a black t-shirt looks across the room.
Imagine we have an injured person here, and there's a fire in this room. Can we sit down and do first aid? No.
We need to get out. That's a lethal situation. Same thing goes if you're out and you get rocks thrown at you. You've been hit by a rock and you're unconscious. Then you need to get him away so that not all of you get hit by rocks. The first thing I do is push my fingers in to apply pressure. The pressure is constant. If it's a small hole, you push down even harder because fingers can't fit.
He presses on a CPR dummy.
We continue with 30 compressions and 2 breaths.
What's the purpose of that?
It shocks the heart electrically to try to start a heart that's stopped. But it's rare that you give a shock. Most times it just says to continue CPR.
Svante looks away from the CPR dummy. He stares out of the window of a moving train. He looks down at the table in front of him. Greta types on a laptop across the table.
My parents, I can tell that they're very worried and scared.
The train pulls to a stop.
We've received several letters home that contain death threats.
Disembarking passengers pass the window.
They're saying that I should avoid going out. But I'm honestly not that scared. Because I'm more worried what would happen if I didn't do this.
Greta lies asleep on a bag at the station. She and Anuna sit in a meadow.
You're okay with everything that's happening?
Yeah. But I can't really plan my future. Like, I want to study that, and then I want to work there, and I want to get married. I can't do that. I can't even plan
I
want to do this weekend, because then someone calls and say, oh, we have an emergency meeting here, then I need to go there. I mean, we don't want to, like, burn out, if you understand, like, you don't have any energy left to do something that you have used up your...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I totally know what you mean. That's totally true. I think you should especially be really careful for that.
Yeah, we all should. We just have to continue saying the same thing over and over again until people get it.
Yeah.
Because if... Yeah.
A ledge overlooks a barren field in Rhineland, Germany.
Let me do that. So the whole area, it was forest. It was this ancient, thousand of years old forest, and 90% of them is lost to the coal mine. And there on the horizon,
the remaining 10%.
Yeah, and this is, well, our Hambacher forest.
It is very important because this is such an important place, such a symbolic place. The Hambach forest is very threatened. And I just felt like I wanted to come here to visit that and also to gain media attention on it so that the media would focus on it.
Greta picks up pebbles from the forest floor.
Humanity sees nature as this giant bag of candy that we can just take as much as we want. So one day... nature will probably strike back in some way.
She stands with her sign in front of a smokestack.
I don't know exactly how, but there's everything from heat waves to diseases or water shortages, which might become problems in the future. And in that context, we're kind of small.
The Amazon basin is burning at a record rate. More than 72,000 fires have scorched the country this year.
At her house, Greta lies on the floor, staring at the ceiling. She sits up.
Flames destroying 1.5 football fields of rainforest every minute. Smoke spreading across nearly half of Brazil. Visible from space more than a week ago. Often called the lungs of the earth, the rainforest supplies 20% of the world's oxygen. If it burns to a point of no return, it could turn into a dry savanna, plunging the planet ever deeper into a climate change crisis.
Strasbourg, France, EU Parliament. A balding man holds out a document to Greta.
I'm a member of the Parliament, and I have a report I would like to...
Greta stands with a woman in glasses in front of an assembled crowd.
Maybe a smile for the camera. Thank you very much.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I come from Sweden, and I want you to panic. I want you to act as if the house was on fire. I have said those words before, and a lot of people has explained why that is a bad idea. And it's okay if you refuse to listen to me. I am, after all, just a 16-year-old schoolgirl from Sweden. But you cannot ignore the science.
A man scrolls on his phone.
We are in the midst of the sixth mass extinction. Erosion of fertile topsoil. Deforestation of our great forests. Toxic air pollution. Loss of insects and wildlife. The acidification of our oceans. These are all disastrous trends being accelerated by a way of life that we, here in our financially fortunate part of the world, see as our right to simply carry on.
Greta sits, and people across the chamber begin to stand. The woman in glasses smiles down at Greta. Greta sits for an interview with a bearded reporter.
Then you went to the Strasbourg Parliament, and I saw you, during your speech, crying. What made you cry?
I talked about animals going extinct and erosion, deforestation, acidification, and things like that, which is, I mean, it's hard to take in, but, and I talk about that all the time, and once, I mean, I have to get emotional once, it's only reasonable.
You suffer of Asperger syndrome, is it true, is this right?
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't say suffer from, but I have it.
You have it?
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, Greta, in Italy we have talked a lot about you, and some people describe you like a radical baby, you know, that can't do anything. It's just...
Greta exercises in a bedroom, leaping up with her hands raised, then dropping to the floor. She stretches out her arms.
Sometimes when they just sit and talk, I wonder to myself, what would happen if I just stood up and screamed here?
She sits and holds her knee.
It feels like I'm speaking a completely different language, or as if the microphone isn't really on.
All colleagues across the House to welcome Greta Thunberg, who's with us today, an enthusiastic and dedicated environmental campaigner.
London, England, Houses of Parliament.
Is the microphone on? Is the microphone really on? Is my English okay? Because I'm beginning to wonder. You lied to us. You gave us false hope. You told us that the future was something to look forward to.
Greta rides a train through darkness.
During the last 6 months, I've traveled around Europe for hundreds of hours in trains, electric cars and buses, repeating these life-changing words over and over again. But no one seems to be talking about it. And nothing has changed. Despite all the beautiful words and promises, the emissions are still rising. We have not taken to the streets for you to take selfies with us and tell us that you really admire what we do. We children are doing this for you to put your differences aside and start acting as you would in a crisis. We children are doing this because we want our hopes and dreams back.
She brushes out her hair in a hotel room.
I hope my microphone was on. I hope you could all hear me. Thank you.
Sunlight shines through trees as she stands with her father. She walks through a crowded field of tents. Two people wear vibrant and elaborate costumes, one of flames and the other a white bird. Children play keep away with a white balloon. People gather around floats depicting a polar bear and a tree. Greta stands on a stage.
In a few weeks, school will end. After the summer holidays, I'm starting gymnasium. It's like Swedish high school. And this is what I really want to do because I love studying. But I have also been invited to attend the United Nations Climate Summit in New York. And since time is running out, I have decided to go there. And since I don't fly because of the enormous climate impact of aviation, it's going to be a challenge.
Stockholm, Sweden, graduation day. Greta stands among a crowd of students.
And now for the most exciting part. That would be the grades for the ninth graders, their final grades. If you score 300 points or more, you have top grades. Now everyone in the ninth grade with 300 or more points will be coming up here. So please, hurry and come up on stage. Isabella, Josef, Valkyria, Gabriella, Greta, Olga, and Isabella, please come on up.
Svante and Milena clap on the sidelines.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Smiling, Greta receives a rose and a small box from a woman in glasses with a floral crown, then walks back into the crowd of students. In a stable, Greta approaches the brown horse. Svante steps to her side, and they stroke the side of its neck together.
Are you carrying a foal?
Greta brushes its mane as Svante talks with someone nearby.
All the compulsions are gone. It's completely like magic. So that's the only thing to care about. Everything else is just a bonus. The important thing is that she's feeling good. She's been asked to come to speak at the UN in New York City.
Greta lays her head on the horse's stomach.
So we'll go there, but since she won't fly, we'll have to sail.
Sail?
Sheer hell. It's far to go, difficult and dangerous. It could take weeks to sail there.
Greta and Svante video chat with the bearded man. Boris Herman, skipper, Malaysia 2.
Greta, it's good what you're doing.
Hi. Good to
meet you. Thanks, first of all, for your kind of interest in our suggestion to sail over together. It's maybe a bit of a crazy idea, but I really like it. And please ask me any question you want on the boat. I show you around with the camera. So this, for example, is a bunk bed,
yeah.
A carbon fiber tube with just a cloth on it and a rope where I can pull. Yeah, it is a race boat for a small crew to be efficient. I show you the kitchen as well. This is the kitchen.
Boris slides out a small compartment.
Mm-hmm.
And we heat water here. And then this area here, we spend most of our time.
Greta taps a mixer against a bowl.
Every drop should go in. Let's use this.
Milena uses a spreader to clean it off.
I am being patient now, but when you were small, you were so extremely concerned that it had to be done just right. I have learned that I have to follow the recipe exactly. Which is good, because then it turns out good. Just the fact that you're eating among people is amazing. A few years ago, I couldn't have imagined that. It's like a dream.
Milena whisks white liquid and gets choked up. Greta glances up at her as she frosts a cake.
It's unbelievable that things have turned out so well. It's You just laugh at me.
Milena wipes her eyes.
This fell down. Should we leave it? We can wipe it later when we change. Okay, are we done? Should we give it up? Looks nice. It's made with love at least, but it's not beautiful.
The cake crumbles to pieces.
No, no, get tape. Tape. Get the tape. What will you miss the most? The dogs, I think. The dogs? You can still talk to your family on the phone, but you can't do that with dogs.
They watch footage of Greta on a phone.
I'll have to meet dogs where I am. But they're not the same. No.
In her bedroom, Greta runs a brush over her dog's black fur. Greta steps onto a train. As she stands with Svante, her eyes fill with tears. She rocks lightly back and forth and looks out the window as light shines through it. Greta blinks away tears and Svante rubs her head. A tear drips down her cheek as she and Svante look outside.
To be the kind of person who says, "This is so important," and then the next second flies across the world because it's easier that way.
Greta walks across a dock, inspecting a white sailboat. Svante stands with Boris and other young men and women. Greta walks with a reporter.
Many people would say, "This is crazy. Yeah. Just take a flight."
Yeah.
Why do you not want to do that?
Because by taking a boat, it shows that it's basically impossible to live sustainable today.
Cans and cartons of food cover a small table. Greta kneels on the floor, looking through a packed bag. She wipes her nose and stands. Small waves crest and fall beneath a gray sky. Words appear. Plymouth, England, day of departure. A reporter looks into a camera among a crowd.
She faces a really, really tough journey. I mean, it's an incredible boat. It's fantastically exciting to sail. It's basically a huge sail attached to this super light hull. It kind of leaps in the wind, really muscular, jumps forward. But what that means is that it crashes against the waves. And essentially, it's a giant drum. It bangs against the waves as the swell gets
higher. Then here's the button. There's only one button, so yeah. You will remember that. And this sends your GPS position, this has a GPS, it sends it to a satellite. So this is kind of the worst case scenario thing that transmits for probably 24 hours your position. So the problem, why is it dangerous to fall in the water? It's because it can get very cold. The other thing is to find you is difficult.
Yeah.
And to finding you, this would...
Greta works her jaw back and forth and looks down. She walks past a crowd behind Boris.
Greta, lots of love.
Yeah, you too.
A woman holds out a paper.
Can you pay your striker major with this? Oh, game?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You too.
The whole world thinks you're wonderful. You're a brave girl.
Television cameras follow her. The sailboat leaves the dock and Greta waves. Supporters with banners and signs line rock walls along the shore. The sailboat heads into the open ocean beneath a sheet of gray clouds. A long, thin sail reaches high into the air, and two stabilizing wings jut out on either side of the boat.
It took quite a few hours before we couldn't see land anymore.
Greta sits inside as Svante stands.
And of course, there were lots of seabirds.
The boat rocks in the waves.
This will be a diary replacement because I won't be able to write too much. Because when I write, I feel seasick.
Greta holds a phone.
That was it, I guess. Anything to add?
No, you said it all.
She hands the phone to her father.
Time for a fruit break.
No, I have to go to the bathroom.
Greta pulls out a bucket.
Do you know where the toilet paper is?
What was that?
Do you know where the toilet paper is?
Here.
Greta positions herself over the bucket.
The thing to do now is only think about the present. To not think about the future. That we've only been underway for about 26 hours. Out of I don't know how many hours.
She eats a banana.
You have to take it one day at a time.
Beneath a black sky, Greta brushes her hair. She weaves it into a braid as the sailboat roughly jostles her. She looks up toward the roof of the cabin at a single bright light. Boris lies beside her, showing her a map on a computer.
And then here the wind is from behind and light, so here's the high pressure. This will be quite bumpy. And after that, the wind is strong from behind. It's also not. It only starts to blow stronger. 5 in the morning, tomorrow morning. It will be a bit challenging, but nothing dramatic really.
Greta sits outside as dawn breaks across the ocean, casting pink light over the clouds at the horizon. She drops back into the cabin. Greta twists an earplug and sticks it into her ear. She pulls a black tarp over herself. Using a black marker, she draws a picture of a dog sitting upright on the wall. At night, Svante looks outside as fierce waves crash into the sailboat. Svante sits beside Greta in the cabin as it shakes violently.
To go out. It's rocking so much. It makes me feel sick.
I just have to throw this.
He holds a lot of trash.
Okay.
A dusty gray sky lets in little sunlight. Water pours over the side of the sailboat, running across the floor. Sitting inside, Greta clutches the side of the boat, staring listlessly ahead. She wears heavy earphones. Shuts her eyes for a moment, then opens them again. Her head bounces lightly as the sailboat rocks and shakes. The water behind the sailboat churns as the sailboat passes over rolling waves. Her eyes red and teary, Greta sits against a wall, wearing a beanie. She holds her phone up in a plastic bag.
We just spoke on the phone. With mom and Biota. I miss home. I miss having a regular life. With routines. And the dogs. I was told that Roxy had eaten their dinner last night. They left it on the table and she had jumped up and ate it when they didn't see. And she needs to lose weight. She is on a diet, so it will work out somehow. There's a lot of water coming in here.
She continues to hold up the phone and stare ahead, studying the ocean's temperament with heavy eyes and tight lips.
It is such a responsibility. I don't want to have to do all this. It's too much for me. Around the clock. I know this is important. And what is at stake? But it's such a lot of responsibility.
Greta looks directly at the phone.
Hey, do.
Bye.
She lowers the phone and stares off as water sprays the clear windows around her. She leans her head back and shuts her eyes. Cut to black.
You can see land now.
Greta holds onto the sailboat's railing, looking out at the outline of skyscrapers on the horizon. Words appear: New York City, USA, Manhattan. A young man on the sailboat holds up a flare as the boat draws closer to the shore. Greta waves to a huge crowd lined up along the edge of the water. Greta smiles, waving as the sailboat pulls into the dock. She walks along a barricade, holding her sign and shaking hands.
Humans are social animals. And in a herd, everyone has different roles.
Greta walks along the sidewalk.
We are dependent on each other to survive.
She swipes a card through a scanner and passes through an automatic gate into the subway. She rides the train.
If you see a threat, it's your responsibility to sound the alarm. And I feel like this is my responsibility, in a way.
She fiddles with her thumbs. People file into seats in a large room. New York City, USA, UN General Assembly.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2019 Climate Action Summit.
Two large screens display a countdown and read, "Please take your seats."
If I may ask you to please take your seats.
Men in suits shake hands and bow to one another. A man in an army uniform sets out several folders. A Middle Eastern man in a keffiyeh walks to a seat. The countdown reaches zero, and the lights go dim as people sit. Angela Merkel sits behind a Germany sign. A woman leads Greta to a seat on stage.
Greta, your first climate strike was a lonely event a little over a year ago, demanding action for climate change. What's your message to world leaders today?
Large screens broadcast her image.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Protesters fill the streets of New York.
The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
A group of children walk at the head of the protesters, holding a banner that reads, "Forest Rebellion Now equals Forest for Future." Words appear. In September 2019, more than 7 million people went on strike for the climate. These are the largest strikes for climate in history. The world is still not on track to meet the Paris Agreement. The agreement was signed 5 years ago. A protester holds up a sign that shows a picture of Greta wearing a crown beside the words, "It is time to rebel." Greta marches at the center of the crowd.
If you deal with crises in time instead of waiting, the problems won't get as big.
She ascends to a stage and hugs a young woman.
Because if you do that, you come out on the other side. And there, it's better.
She steps out in front of the vast crowd, holding her original school strike for climate sign. The brown horse grazes in a field. Words appear. Stockholm, Sweden. Greta walks along a path through tall grass.
Actually, I don't see the world in black and white.
The horse approaches her with a foal.
It's just the climate issue I see in black and white.
Greta strokes the brown horse's nose.
Sometimes I feel like it would be good if everyone had a bit more Asperger's. At least when it comes to the climate.
Cut to black. Words appear. Greta continues her fight for the climate. She still goes on strike every Friday, and hundreds of thousands continue to support her. Directed by Nathan Grossman, credits continue over images. A massive crowd fills a vast park.
We the youth say you are not doing enough! We the youth demand action now!
Protesters march in the streets.
We are on the outskirts of the biggest catastrophe humanity has ever faced, and our government is doing nothing!
In 2018 alone, there were more than 200 murders of climate activists. That means, on average, 4 climate activists were murdered per week.
We have contaminated the earth and spoiled the water. We have polluted the air. What have we done?
Cut to Black, with special thanks to Fridays for Future and All School Strikes, with special thanks to Greta Thunberg and family. Credits continue. Copyright 2020 Be Real Films. All rights reserved. Be Real Films is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. Audio description provided by Point360 and voiced by Amy Payne Ficus, Kathleen Finn, and Joe Guay. The word synetic cuts through itself. Synetic media. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.